what we experienced at the beginning or through most of the season. I was just curious if you had some thoughts on how he's playing.
Well, when you ask a question like that, you're probably looking for me to sit here and give you some answer of, well, he's letting in maybe a goal a game more than he had in the past. So that's the answer.
Looking for you to tell me how you think he's playing.
I think Ben has got us 4 points in our last six games. So there's something to be said about that. I think he's played a lot of games this year. I think we've played better defensively in the past than maybe we have now. I think there's a lot of contributing factors to this. But I can't sit here and say Ben Bishop is playing poorly. I can't say it. We've kind of had a run of some odd things happening to us. And I even include the other night giving up a couple goals in the last minute. It just hasn't been kind of something in our MO. I think some of the goals that have gone in, the Phoenix game, the pucks are going off his butt and in, and you know what I mean? Those are non-shots, but they're just finding the back of the net, which they did not do in the first two-thirds of the year. I fully don't expect this to continue. I think every goaltender goes through some sort of phase like this, but do I sit there and hesitate when I circle Ben Bishop's name to start a game? Not a chance. I just think he's going through a little bit of a string here of stuff that hasn't gone on to him all year. So when you look at it that way, sure, you're going to poke holes in it, but I mean, his save percentage still in the year is up near 930, and I think you got to look at the big picture. You just can't look at the short term. And as I said, he's gotten points in three straight games, and hopefully we make it four tonight.
Do you closely watch him just because of, he's getting this uncharted territory for him in terms of number of games played and like that? Just kind of keep it a little bit closer.
Yeah, I think we monitor it all the time of how's he feeling, amount of games. We haven't had any back-to-backs here. We've got one coming up next week. But I talk to him every day. So I know how he's feeling and if his head's straight and all that stuff. And he's, if there's anything, he's more into it than he's ever been. So I got no worries. He'll tell me if we're in trouble.
The team did get that power play goal last game, but just over this last stretch, have you been happy with the progression of it?
I have been, actually. I think we would have had more than just one the other night. It was one of those situations where we had them outnumbered at the net. We had rebound chances all the time. Just sometimes the rebounds don't go, they hop to your left instead of your right. But if you keep putting yourself in enough of those situations, they're going to bounce. Eventually they're going to bounce on the right side of the stick. So I was happy with our movement. We got shots. I mean, Florida blocked a bunch of the shots as well, so we have to be a little bit better at that. But at no time did I think our power play killed our momentum. I thought we did a pretty good job and eventually got if you can go 1-4 every game, 25%, that would put you tops in the league. So I was happy with that. So hopefully, now this is a team that doesn't take any penalties, so there's probably going to be minimal power plays tonight, but we do get them because New Jersey does such a good job of playing defense and keeping the puck out of the net. You get an opportunity 5-on-4, we have to take advantage of that because it's tough to get breakthrough and score against these guys.
New Jersey is good too on their special teams in general. Just how important would it be for the Lightning to have a good showing on their special teams?
I think that's what we need to win the game. You look at our previous couple games we've played them, they've been really tight. We haven't scored, or we've scored minimal goals, and we've had power play opportunities to help us get there, and it just hasn't worked out for us. That's why it's in these games, it's pivotal. That I look at the score last night and they gave up five, and I was, it's like an eye opener, because then you sit here and think, well, why couldn't they give up five against us? But that doesn't happen that often, and they've got world class goaltending in there, and coach has got them, they've got a system in place that they know how to play. And so, we've got, penalty kill's been pretty good. I know we gave up a power play goal the other day, but it's been pretty good, especially here at home. We've been able to push some teams back with a bit of our speed, take advantage, get a few shorthanded goals. So that always makes a team, you know, aware a little bit. And so hopefully that'll continue. And then, like as I said, I've been happy with our power play. And you know, if we can just start getting that one goal a game, that would really help.
Yeah.